On this Thursday afternoon, let's check out the weather forecast with Mike Tenura from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Mike. Thanks for being with us. I think I'd like to start in South America today. Can you give me an update on Brazil and Argentina?
Well, Argentina saw some good rain over the last several days, so another late-season rain for the soybean crop, and that has stabilized moisture there because it was getting a little bit dry. There is some more rain on the way next week as well. So we're pretty much going to end the growing season in Argentina with adequate to favorable soil moisture levels. To the north in Brazil, though, the story is a little bit different. We're concerned because it's been much drier than normal on the second crop corn crop over much of the last 3 to 4 weeks. And because of that, we need significant rainfall. We will see a couple of thunderstorms this weekend when a weak wave passes, and then we'll see a few more thunderstorms next Thursday and Friday, so just over a week from now, when a cool front passes. But neither one of those look like ideal setups for heavy rainfall, and most of that rain is going to form in the southern areas. Once we get beyond next week, there's a little bit of uncertainty in the forecast, simply because it's so far into the future. But based on what we've been looking at, it looks most likely for an area of upper-level high pressure to develop. And what that would do is dry out the northern half of the corn crop, and the southern half would still need some more rain as well. So there are some arguments to be made that Brazil corn has a story going forward, and we'll just keep on watching it and see how things pan out.
Here in the United States, farmers would like to begin to scratch the earth a little bit in preparation for the planting season, though I think it's been either cold, snowy, covered that is, or wet across much of the Corn Belt. What do you see for the next couple of days or so?
Well, we have another storm system that's going to move through on Friday and Saturday, so there is another significant rain event coming up for most corn and soybean growers. Beyond that, there's another system that moves through on Monday and Tuesday. There's a little bit of uncertainty with exactly how that one's going to pan out, but there certainly is a decent chance for rainfall for a lot of corn and soybean areas, especially with southward extent. And keep in mind that southern areas are where we plant first in the U.S., so this is not an ideal setup for drying across the Delta and the far southern Corn Belt. Once we get beyond the first half of next week, the forecast is much more uncertain than normal. There's a whole hemispheric weather pattern change that's taking place where a lot of these areas that were much warmer than normal over the course of the winter, including lots of Europe, Russia, and Ukraine, and even the United States, are suddenly turning cooler. And why that's happening now is not an easy question to answer, but it's starting to muddle with the weather forecast because depending on exactly how this cool air moves, will make some big differences in who sees rain and who doesn't. At this point, we're thinking that it's going to dry out a little bit later next week and into next weekend, but we just caution that it's not a real good idea to look too far into the future with this type of weather pattern. By the time we get into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week, we'll have a lot better idea of the type of weather that's going to follow over the first 7 to 10 days of April. But between now and then, again, we have two systems that are going to move through, one producing rain through Saturday, and then another one producing rain on Monday and Tuesday.
That'll put us through the first full week of April. Have you been thinking about planting weather further out into the spring at all? And I know that's very difficult.
It's just a little too early to say. The only thing that we're concerned about, and we've spoken at a few grower meetings in Ohio over the last couple of weeks, and the thing we've been telling them is that probably the most interesting thing about the U.S. weather pattern lately is that if you look at the 7-state region of the Corn Belt, the last 23 months in a row have been near or wetter than normal. Normally, we would see an equal mix of some dry months, some wet months, and some normal months, but they've all been skewed to the wet side. And just based on that alone, there's no real reason to start calling for an end to this type of weather pattern. We need something major to happen to shift the entire weather pattern and mark an end to this setup. And until we see that, we're just not going to be comfortable saying that all of a sudden, here comes a big, nice dry spell. Of course, that's what we want to see, and it doesn't look nearly as bad as it did last March and into April of last year. But just at this point in time, there's just no clue out there that says that this is coming to an end all of a sudden.
Anything from your perspective that we need to be aware of as it relates to winter wheat in the United States?
Well, winter wheat is all looking pretty moist. There's only a few small dry pockets out there, and one of those is in southeast Colorado and a small part of western Kansas, but we looked at our proprietary data, and 89% of hard red winter wheat production in the U.S. was near or wetter than normal over the last 30 days. We throw on some rains here over the next week, and there's really not a whole lot to think about. The one area you do need to think a little bit, though, about is what's happening in Russia. Their winter wheat crop is breaking dormancy now, and it's 3 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule because of their mild winter. It's been very dry in a very specific part of Russia, but it's the part that's nearest the Black Sea, and our understanding is that's where most of the exportable wheat comes from. So based on everything that we're seeing and looking at our proprietary data and the forecast, we can see that there's not a whole lot of rain coming up for that region over the next week, and it's already been drying out a lot over the last few weeks. So we're going to need to see some rains show up at some point. There are some rains on the horizon about 1 to 2 weeks from now, but it's a very iffy scenario, kind of like with the U.S. weather pattern. We're also having difficulty figuring out weather in different areas of the Northern Hemisphere more than a week out. So we need to keep an eye on that because that could be something that turns into a bigger story in April. And right now we're certainly watching that. That's kind of our big wheat story that we need to keep in mind.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay, sounds great, Todd. See you then.
Indeed. That's Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.